Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, well, I'm about that action, boss.
Take him out!
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, shout out to the OG, J. Richard Goodman, Ricky G. This is tweet popped up. Last four teams standing, you can't not hide on an NBA floor. They will come find your ass. And Tyler Hero, Jason Tatum was like, switch, give me Hero. And it was seafood. That's what happens at the stage. These pick and roll teams say, oh, let's hunt. We're going to hunt the weakness. And they will find you. And they will cook you. And they will play you off the floor.
They absolutely will. When you said Tyler Hero, I started thinking about the commercial I saw with Jack Harlow.
Yeah, that was weird.
And Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And a New Balance.
Yeah, that was weird.
Some odd commercials these playoffs.
It's been some very odd commercials.
There's the Ja Morant one. That's a little out there.
Yeah, the Dre Beats or whatever. Yeah, Hulu. And he's got the Hulu.
It's the one
commercial I like, and I don't watch commercials, but it gets me every time. I think it's the insurance company one. It's the white guy, and he's like doing the roll down the street. You know what I'm talking about? And he got hit. The guy's a fool. I'm like, man, this guy earned his check in this commercial. That's how you act during a commercial. The guy's hilarious.
That really is.
Mayhem. There you go. Yeah. Mayhem. The guy is hilarious.
Yeah, he really
hilarious.
Is.
Anyway. It's time. We pushed it back today because we wanted to give out some tickets for game number two. Now that it is done, it is time for shameless shout-outs that we do every single Friday right here on The Morning Roast. It's time to shout out whoever you want to shout out. The calls are lined up,
888-957-9570.
Let's shout them out, Langford.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on The Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me wanna.
All right, I'm gonna start this off. This isn't my shout out, but this is the 415s. Shout out to his dad, an SF legend, Bernie Guerrero, passed away Wednesday, and today is his 70th birthday.
Oh, man. Shout out to Bernie. Shout out to the family.
God bless you and your family.
Our condolences to that family right there. Shout them out. Also, 925, shout out
Bernie
to
Guerrero.
My wife, Kathy, my best friend, my business partner, and my soulmate. She makes my life perfect. That is awesome.
Let me shout out last night's event. Damon Bruce, every single year, is the MC of the Guardsmen. It's a charitable donation association, a group, if you will, that does a lot of goodwill here in the Bay Area. Fred Warner was there. Justin School was there. A lot of different people were there. And Damon was emceeing. It was a beautiful night. Will Clark showed up, told amazing stories. He was in his bag last night. And it's just a great event that's for a good cause. They gave $66,000 to the CYO community.
That's awesome.
So a lot of good money was donated last night. Some great people. And just shout out Damon Bruce, because some people talk about it. Other people do it. And Damon, thank you for inviting me and my wife. We had a great time. I'm glad to help out a worthy cause.
Yeah, I apologize, Damon. Couldn't make it because of the babysitting issues. Anna and I, we were invited there. So next year, definitely going. Damon's been doing it for a long time. Also, awesome event. Awesome organization there. Also, shout out to Danker, because he told me the other day, Rocco gets more love than me on the show. So Danker, BDC, Philly Zoo, all my buddies out there. I mean, I have my guy Dwayne Bell, who's now my buddy Dwayne Bell's now a sheriff in San Bruno. Man, when you gonna take a pic with me before a game? It's like, dude, don't be a fanboy. We went to high school together, dog. Come on, man. Shout out to all my jealous friends out there. Shout you guys out today.
What's that cologne you got on?
Smell jealousy. Let's go to Chris in San Leandro. Chris, what's
Thank
happening?
You,
Chris, what's happening? Who you shout out today?
Yo, I want to shout out all the so-called experts and analysts who constantly pick against the greatness of the Golden State Warriors. When it's all said and done, we going to be championship. Let's go.
Let's go, Leandro.
I like that. I like that a lot. Let's go out to Nick and Hayward. Nick and Hayward, who you shouting out today on the Morning Roast?
I'm shouting out all my fellow Lonnie classmates and everybody who's graduating this weekend.
Nice.
All our hard work is finally done. And more than anything else, just shout out to my wife who has supported me the last 2 years I've been in school.
Nice. Oh,
awesome, Maloney. Great junior college. Great broadcasting department over there at Maloney College.
All right, from the 408, shout out my son Jason. He's a fourth grader and had his Lion King performance last night. My dad is so proud of you.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Wow, that is awesome right there. Let's go to Cruiser. What up, Cruiser? Up there in Lathrop. Cruiser, who are you shouting out today?
Well, good morning, fellas. Hey, just want to two things. One, shout out the Dubs. Let's go get that win number two and show national media they don't know anything about their sports. And second, on a happy Friday, I want to shout out my crew, the QA maintenance team at work. We don't get enough respect, so this is for y'all. Thanks, guys.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to my niece, Nine-Nine. They had a performance yesterday. She was on stage doing the damn thing, doing the steps or whatnot, drumming. Nine-Nine's out there doing the damn thing. Shout out to my niece, Nine-Nine.
Nice.
She's grown up so damn fast. Great baby cousin. Great cousin to baby Chaz.
I want to shout out all the CYO championship games that are happening this weekend. Shout out to them and all of the eighth graders that are going to be graduating in about a week or two here as we approach Memorial Day. You're going to have a lot of families that are like, thank God we finally got to the finish line.
Yep.
And all those kids that kind of got the last 2 years of junior high just ripped from them because of COVID.
Shout out 707 Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to the entire 95.7 game family. That is from Russ, Jose from Taqueria San Bruno. Shout out to him. He's right there. Also, here's 925. Shout out to Bonte, Shasky, and Langford for keeping me entertained while cleaning pools all day and keeping it 100 every single day. That's Carlos and Concord. Carlos and Concord, shout you out there. Vested, what's happening? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, Bonte? Man, I got a shout out to MVP Event Staffing. They're sending me 101 employees to work at the Chase Center tonight, baby.
Nice.
I need help from you. I'm going to see you out there on the west side, and I need some help, brother. You got to help me out. Hey, and Chassie, the Guardsmen, awesome organization.
Yeah.
The Beta Breakers hasn't been the same since they dropped the Guardsmen, man. What happened to that?
I know.
Beta Breakers. Shout out to Ellicott Construction.
Yeah.
Beta Breakers last weekend.
Yeah.
Last weekend.
My boy JC is all up on it, all the time.
Well, Money Making Mims was out there running. Shout out to Money Making Mims. He's out there security for all the athletes and guys.
Nice.
He's got his store is right next to the cookie store. He's got his own strand right now, you know what I mean. So Money Making Mims out there at Beta Breakers.
Ask for a sample.
Yeah, he's got plenty of them. Tamir in Oakland. What's up, Tamir? Who you shouting out this week?
Hey, what's up, guys? I had to get a shout out to all the NorCal athletes in track. I coach track too, and we got championships NorCal to top eight starting today at 11 o'clock. So I want to give all their shout out. And then a personal one for me is for my dad. He's battling cancer. He's got the first thing of chemo, so I'm gonna give a shout out to him. We knock this out and get over it and get healthy.
Hell yeah, Tamir. Your dad's a fighter. Shout out to your dad for out there fighting and all the cancer patients out there. Keep fighting, baby. We're pulling for you. Beat that damn disease. We hate it. Shout out to Tamir right there. That's good stuff. Shout out to Shasky and Bonte for making my mornings very entertaining out here in NYC, New York City. Let's go, Dubs. And how about this from the 650? Shout out to my kid Chase and his little league team, the Bandits, that are in the Mountain House Championship for 8 and under. Shout out to the Bandits.
Nice. And I want to shout out Claudio's Auto Repair. I've been taking my car to Renzo and his family for 15 years, and they're over there on Mission in the Excelsior. He's just an old school spot. Support the small businesses that are out there. My man Renzo, St. Stephen's family, repping it hard. But his entire family, his mom's working there. The dad's been there for years. They are the best. You got to find a good mechanic that you trust. Go see my man Claudio. Go see them. Go see Renzo. Go tell him Joe sent you.
Yeah.
Claudio's on Mission.
And if you're up there in Marengo, you know where to go. Where? Ran out of works, baby. Marcel and the crew. And Chris. Marcel, what's happening? They took care of the charger, man. They got the charger running like it's brand new.
Is this Boston?
No, Boston.
Yeah, the charger.
The charger. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm getting ready for the NBA Finals, huh? I'm getting ready for the Finals, you know? 650 Xfinity Mobile Text Line.
And now Marcus Smart couldn't play in that game. That's why we lost.
Shout out to Cam Fitzgerald. Don't do anything crazy tonight. Let the boys play. That's from the 650. Shout out to Cam Fitzgerald, the crew chief tonight. Let's go to Charlie in the city. Charlie, what's happening? Who you shouting out?
I'm shouting out the Washington Eagles, Bonte's own alma mater, for beating Lowell in the AAA Baseball Championship 6-1.
Wow.
I love that. Love that. And he scored all six runs, if I'm not mistaken, in the third or fourth inning. All six runs and came in.
I also have to shout out while we're here. Did you know that the Sarah High School freshman and JV team went 40-0?
Damn.
Combined 40-0.
Doesn't our boy Bobby Sharge have something to do with that?
Yeah, he was telling me all about that. And, you know, shout him out and everybody else who's coaching in the WCL.
Shout out to Bobby Sharge.
40-0?
Hey, by the way, you want to talk about Morning Roast Mafia and sit at the table? Bobby Sharge is mafia. He's a one-man mafia member.
There's no question.
B-Dub in Oaktown. B-Dub, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, V?
What's
up,
B-Dub? I want
to shout out to you doing a great job, and I want to shout out to Steiny and Guru, you know, late happy birthday, and the 95.7 crew. Y'all doing a beautiful job, and I miss y'all, and I love y'all, man. Y'all take it easy.
We love you too, B-Dub. We can't wait to see you.
We don't have a station.
Yeah, no, without the that is the truth. And the watch parties, they always show love. They always come out in full force, especially at Thrive City. We'll do this for another minute here, before...
I got to read the 415. San Francisco Vikings Soccer Club is celebrating 100 years. June 3rd, 4th, and 5th is a celebration party, beach soccer tournament, Ocean Beach Saturday and Sunday, all-star alumni game, beach chalet on Saturday. I played Viking soccer growing up. B, your daughter will be playing Viking soccer at some point growing up. 100 years of soccer in San Francisco? I mean, that's incredible.
No doubt. I love that as well. 408, shout out to the teachers for their hard work. And number two, the blueberry muffin strand, the best strand ever. Pete Redwood.
I actually think the glue is.
I'm not even going to comment on that. Pete Redwood. Pete Redwood, what's happening?
What's up,
on the roast.
Oh, it's E. E from
Redwood
City.
What's up, E? Hey, E, the floor is yours, baby. Get Dub Nation fired up.
Hey, man, shout out to all the Dub Nation. Shout out to everybody who's going to be at Thrive City. Shout out to the Wee Man, because, you know, we smoking that pack, Memphis pack going up. And real quick, I really called in a shout out to 2022 senior class, Sarah Padres, Jaden Barajas, graduating this Saturday.
Nice.
My godbrother's been doing his thing. Been killing it, honors, man. Going, doing a big thing, man. Shout out to the class of 2020, Sarah Padres, man.
I like
E
that.
From Lower City, I'm out, baby.
Woo! I love it.
I love E. Let's get these last three calls, and then we'll move on here.
I got mad respect for Sarah.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a legendary school, man.
They're a great school.
It really is.
Chris and Cocker. Chris, what is happening? Chris, you're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just wanted to give a shout-out to my boy Adam, a.k.a. Lefty, for hooking it up with tickets tonight to the game, Section 109.
Let's go.
Go, baby.
Let's go.
Game number two, Jay in Oakland. Jay in Oakland, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, bro, I just want to shout-out Yummy Yummy Hibachi. They're out there in East Oakland. It's a food truck, man. They're killing it. They're in the heart in East Oakland. Go Warriors. We're winning tonight by 20 points.
What? Yummy Yummy?
Wow, Yummy Yummy.
Yeah, Yummy Yummy Hibachi.
I'm about to have to get on that.
Got to get on that. We need East Oakland Spoke, man. I got to go see Chef Harris.
Yeah, I got a text from him the other day. I got to give him a buzz.
The macaroni. I need some of that.
On his leg, so I hope he's doing well.
Oh, shout out to Chef Aaron. Yeah. Hopefully you're doing well out there.
East Oakland Smokes. I think he's going to do some stuff for Outside Land, so I got to link up with him.
All right, let's do it. And then last but not least, Joe in Redwood City. Joe, what's happening? Who you shouting out today?
Dante, what's up, man? I hit up the show probably like 3 years ago, dude, with the text saying, Bonte, you're trash. You responded, said, I am not, or something like that. I totally want to shout you out because you are not trash, and I rescind that text. And I wanted to try to hit you up with this in person at the Warrior game, dude, but you know how things are. But yeah, sorry about that, bro. And check you out, man.
Hey, it's all good. Thank you.
He was trash at that time. He's gotten better. He's gotten better.
I am trash in certain areas.
He's kind of like Andrew Wiggins.
Bonte, overpaid, you're trash. Overpaid early.
Hey, what's the? I can't lie. They had me in the first half.
Had me in the first half. Peaky Records. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He a little young boy had me, but I held my own. By the way, a lot of shout out to Film on Mike's on the YouTube. Film on Mike is a legend for the Flex Moment of the Day.
Yeah, well, Film on Mike is a legend on a variety of fronts.
Variety of fronts.
Him shirtless at a ballpark the other day
with the baseball bat.
I wanted to tell, look, I will come play shortstop for your team. If there is a Fillmore Mike softball team, put me on that bad boy.
Dude, let's go.
Let's do this.
Fillmore Mike is an absolute legend.
There's no doubt.
He's an absolute legend.
Like, he knows my buddy Joyce, and yeah, I know.
He's just Fillmore. You say Fillmore Mike, oh yeah, we heard Fillmore Mike today. Was that Fillmore Mike on the Flex Moment of the Show? Yeah, that was Fillmore Mike. Only Fillmore Mike can get the Flex Moment of the Show. And that was a late entry for the Flex Moment of the Show.
Wash your back.
All right, Lubman, you said something in my ear. I don't know what the hell you were talking about. No?
Lubman's having
just my normal random gibberish. Don't worry about it.
He's like, dude, shot me out, give me love. And Lubman's talking about something. What's going on here?
You know what, that caller, though, that called in, that's kind of like how it goes. It's like, I turned you guys on. I was like, what are these idiots doing?
Dude,
and then you just give us a little bit of time to win you over.
Right.
You can't live without us. We're like coffee. You know, that first sip, it's a little bold. But then eventually, you become addicted. And then you're part of the mafia.
You're part of the Morning Roast Mafia, man. It's like these idiots are just saying anything. Who gave them a job? And man, October 12th would be 2 years of the Morning Roast. Let's see if we make it to October. That's like the first 6 weeks of football season. And you know how we are during football season. We're ready to fight each other.
You know, I'm thinking that maybe we just, you know, send Stacy, she kind of runs the whole region for the company, and we have the entire mafia for the Morning Roast show up to help explain why we need to get paid.
I like that, actually. I like that a lot.
Put pressure on her.
Put pressure on Stacy Kaufman.
By the way, I got to go behind the scenes here. Our boss, Matt Nahegan, who's had a rough couple of days here.
The show meeting. He called us yesterday, emergency call. He's on edge.
The Warriors in the playoffs, he thinks the station's in the playoffs as well. He's on high alert.
This guy's freaking out.
He showed up today looking like he's about to go play 9 at Pebble Beach, right? He has the pink shirt on with the shorts. He is like off that Laffy Taffy. He's feeling real good this morning.
He's on that Laffy Taffy.
He's feeling real good this morning, and I just want to know what's going on with
him. All right, so I see the hotline here. Somebody's on a hotline.
Uh-oh.
And that means it must be Papa Shasky.
Is it?
Papa Shasky must be on the line. Because whenever I see this line pop up and we have no guests, somebody just calls and it's Papa Shasky. I think it's surprised me. Surprised me. Is it Papa Shasky on the hotline?
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
What do you know? You're the only guest, Papa Shasky. You might as well just come to the studio now. Whenever I see that line light up, I'm like, this got to be Papa Shasky, man. He's got to get some takes off. What's up, Pops?
Well, I got to just call in. Good show this morning, guys. I like the shout-outs to all the people out there. I just want to give you two guys a shout-out as well. You guys are doing a fantastic job. I love watching you guys in the morning. Now that I'm retired, I put on YouTube. I watch it for a couple hours. It's fantastic.
I just want
to switch gears here. I know it's Warrior Wednesday, Warrior Friday, and I hope to God that the Warriors win tonight. It'd be great going back to Dallas 2-0. But what I'm going to switch gears is I just got a text from a good buddy of mine that the 49ers and the Giants are playing in Chicago the same weekend.
Yes.
It looks like we're going to try to set up a schedule to go Thursday, watch the game Friday night, do a little touring on Saturday, and then do the 49ers on Sunday. So I've never been to Chicago.
Papa Shasky, check
nice
it out.
Trip.
Papa Shasky, Anna and I have already booked our flights. I've already bought tickets to the Saturday game for Giants-Cubs.
Hey,
booked tickets for Giants, and then the Bears on Sunday. And Anna lived in Chicago for a year. If you want, we can all do the architecture tour together. I really recommend it. Navy Pier's really cool. The Chicago Athletic Club.
You really want to go on vacation with my dad?
Well, I mean, your dad was great during the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, he was.
Dad made the trip.
He did.
So, Papa Shasky, but also,
are you going to drive there in a Mustang?
Yeah, probably not. But, Papa Shasky, I'm not going to lie to you. Somebody on our text line the other day said, man, Bonte, you should go to Notre Dame Marshall on Saturday. And I'm like, damn, South Bend's 90 minutes away. But maybe that's for a trip for a later time.
Yeah, no, I've never been to Chicago. I think it'd be a fantastic trip. Fly in on Thursday, fly out on Monday. my wife's on board, so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
We got to get your son on board.
Yeah, my assets are frozen right now. And your boy is just tight right now. I'm very tight on funds.
Yeah. Hey, well, guys, I just want to call in, just chime in. I want to be part of the Friday gang calling in. So you guys have a great day, and let's go, Doug.
Before you get out of here, all right, I'm not going to ask you about the PGA Championship because nobody cares. Luka, Steph, when you heard all the stuff about Luka being the best player in the series, like as a guy who's watched the NBA your entire life, I mean, come on. I mean, are we really discrediting Steph Curry like that?
Well, for him to come off the bench, nobody mentioned anything of him coming off the bench and being a role player, right? I mean, Steph is the ultimate team player. He didn't even budge a bench. He didn't even flinch when Kerr says, "I'm going to bring you off the bench." I mean, that is a total team player. You don't see LeBron. You don't see Westbrook. You don't see Durant. See any of those guys play like Curry does. He's the epitome of what you would raise your kid to. I want him to be just like that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's awesome.
That's true. How about Tiger Woods? One last minute on Tiger Woods. You watched him yesterday. I was sad for him down the stretch. Kind of reminded me of you. He's leaking oil on the back nine.
Yeah, he did remind me of me before I had my hip replaced. I kind of feel for him because, you know, you're walking, you know, it's 4 or 5 miles, you know, you're walking, you're swinging. He can't make that hip turn. I do feel for him. You know, I know he mentioned the leg, and you can see him after the interview. He's limping, noticeably limping, big time, walking away from the interview. And you just go, I just hope he can pull it out and at least maybe make another. If he can make it to the weekend, that'd be fantastic for the crowds that are going to be there paying the $19 for a beer.
Five bogeys on the back nine yesterday for Tiger in the first round. Yeah, he might be shot,
I'm rooting
man.
For Rory, though.
He might be shot. Are you driving Noreen crazy now that you've been in retirement?
Yes.
I can't wait for the retirement party. I need RSVP for it.
Yeah.
Let me do that ASAP. I'll do that when I get home.
Did you get the card?
I did get the card. Yeah. I love the card.
Pops
on the golf course. It was that 18th hole somewhere.
Yeah.
That hole was when I played it, when we went to Ireland, I played the Ballybunion, and the rain, there was some rain that came through, and you'll see the rainbow in the background. It was a fantastic shot.
I love that. Okay, wait. Are you driving Noreen crazy, or is she around during your retirement mornings and watching us on YouTube?
No, I tell her, I get up, she puts Fox News on, I come right down,
immediately
change it to the morning roast, I put you guys on, I make my oatmeal, I shove her out the door, I do all the laundry, I got the beds made, the house is vacuumed.
Danny Tanner!
I mean, I make dinner, she loves me being retired, and I'm keeping myself busy, I can't believe how busy I am during the day.
That's unbelievable.
Why don't you come over and clean my house while you're at it?
Well, I just fixed your door for you. What are you talking about?
Damn.
True, that's true. I broke the handle on my sliding glass door. Story for another day. Love you, Pops.
Oh, man.
Go
Pops, right, good to hear from you.
Day. Go Dub.
Papa Shasta.
So, let me tell you.
Coming in with the bat channel. We got a break. Tell it on the other side after
the
Kevin Harlan. We got a break here. I see Lubin. He's so rattled. He's so rattled today on a Friday. Relax, Lubin. It's okay. It's a great day to pay. Kevin Harlan. He's calling the Western Conference Finals for TNT. We'll talk to him on the other side right here on the roast. And that'll be brought to you by Northern California Toyota dealer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Rose with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Western Conference Finals game number two tonight, 6 p.m. Get there early, folks, and don't forget to get your playoff tickets at Warriors.com where they are verified again. Get there early. There's a Giants game at 7:15. They're taking on the Padres down the street. You want to get there early. These are the Western Conference Finals, folks. Why would you want to miss any action? I would say this is my game plan. Whenever I go to games, and if I'm not working, I get there about, 6 o'clock start. I'm going to get there about 4:30. Get through the ticket gates, get my food, get my beer. And I like to watch guys warm up. I love to watch Steph Curry warm up. I love to watch Draymond Green warm up and Klay Thompson warm up. Then you look at the other side. You see the Dallas Mavericks warming up. And then you hear the music, DJ D-Sharps playing all the jams before the game to get you fired up. And then in the last countdown, you see the guys run out the tunnel. And you get the starting lineups. And you get the national anthem. Get there early, folks. It's not every year. We saw the last two seasons where the Warriors win 15 games. They don't make the playoffs. These are the Western Conference Finals. Why would you want to be late to that? So make sure to beat traffic. I get it. 280, 101, it all gets jam-packed. They're coming from the East Bay, Bay Bridge. They're coming from Marin, the Golden Gate Bridge. Make time to get there early, folks. Dub Nation, they need you, man. That six-man to chasing her, it's important. It's important. You want to rattle the Dallas Mavericks tonight, so get there early for a 6 o'clock start. 6 p.m. tip-off, Western Conference Finals, so we don't want to see those empty seats when they start. Kevin Harlan, we'll get to him in just a second from TNT. He's calling the game alongside Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy. And Stan Van Gundy, he was on yesterday with Steiny and JD. Steiny and JD, and this is what he said about the Dallas Mavericks and how they won't panic at all.
Yeah, I think there's things Dallas can correct. They shot the ball really, really poorly. They've been shooting it well in the playoffs. Look, their other two series, they got blown out in game one. They got blown out in game one by Utah. They got blown out in game one by Phoenix. So, and Phoenix actually had them down 2-0. So I don't think they're going to panic at all.
They won't panic, but this isn't Utah. This isn't the Phoenix Suns. The Utah Jazz haven't made it past the second round with that current core. They were the number one seed last year and blew a 20-plus point lead in Game 6 against the Clippers. The Warriors aren't the Phoenix Suns. They've hung banners, man. I don't get this comparison. Well, Dallas came back against Phoenix and Utah. That's all fine and dandy, but you're playing the championship core. It's just a little different.
Don't you think?
More dandy than candy.
I like Stan Van Gundy. I actually find him to be
good.
Really compelling. Yeah, and he's really good. He was anti-Warriors in 2019, saying that Toronto was going to win it all from the get-go. So, he ended up being right about that. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt like he's got just a little something-something about him not getting that Warrior job. I always feel like, and maybe I'm just reaching here, but I've always felt like when Kerr got it and he didn't, even though he chose to go to the Detroit Pistons.
Because he got full control of the organization.
That he's looked over with envy at the Warriors. That's all.
He did say this, though, about the off-the-ball movement of the Golden State Warriors and how that caused the Dallas Mavericks all types of problems.
The Warriors are the best team in the league moving without the ball. combination of player movement and ball movement. They are a great cutting team. We saw all of those things last night, and it's why they're so hard to guard. They're different than most teams in the league. You know, you're guarding most teams, even the better offensive teams in the NBA. You're basically, you've got to get back defensively, and then you've got to defend pick and roll and some isolation plays against mismatches. You're just not used to having to defend all of the movement off the ball. I thought that's what Dallas had a lot of trouble with last night. First, the Warriors hurt them in transition, and then the ball movement and player movement was spectacular.
And so off the ball movement, which a lot of teams don't have that Warrior system. It's a lot of pick and roll, and you know where guys are going to be. Mm-hmm. Phoenix, you knew. Chris Paul, Aiden, pick and roll. Devin Booker's going to cook in a one-on-one. Yeah. Bridges, Cam Johnson, Crowder's going to be on the wings. Warriors, you don't know where Steph's going to be.
No.
You don't know where Klay is relocating. You don't know where Jordan Poole is going to be. You don't know what Draymond's looking at for the most part, other than Steph Curry, of course, coming off these screens here. So Van Gundy's right in that spot. And Shaska, I wonder, is one day enough to get accustomed to that system by the Golden State Warriors? Is it enough time for the Mavericks to go from the Phoenix Suns to preparing for this type of offense in the Golden State Warriors?
That's a great question. I don't know. And I think the speed of how Draymond pushes the ball is something that's really difficult to replicate with other, you know, quote unquote bigs that you would have on your roster or that you've played against before. Phoenix isn't, I don't view them as like this crazy up-tempo team. When the Warriors are humming, don't they want to get out and run? Yeah. Isn't Draymond Green the catalyst for that? It's hard to replicate that in practice or to even be ready for that kind of speed.
Right, especially at this juncture of the season where do you want to go through full practices at full speed to conserve your energy? There's not a two-day break in these playoffs, in this conference final. It's every other day.
So that's another element of why I think it is imperative to get a game tonight. Because it's going to be every other day the rest of the way through. Like, the last thing you want is dead legs down the stretch of this series. You got to get one of these ones early.
And it feels like the Warriors, you know, their core is older.
Yes.
Curry is 34. Draymond, Klay are in their 30s. There's going to be a game where the shots just don't fall. It's going to happen.
No question.
It's going to be a game. It's going to be a day where the game, you know, whether it's game three, game four, maybe even tonight, where the shots don't fall. I do think that this is a huge game for the Golden State Warriors. But Andrew Wiggins, he's a guy who said, I don't get tired. Here's what Van Gundy had to say about Wiggins creating problems for Luka.
And every time Andrew Wiggins got the ball, he was looking to score on Doncic. And that level of aggression, offensive aggression, goes up and down with Wiggins. You guys know that as well as I do watching all year. But I think this is something that, you know, Steve Kerr and even Andrew Wiggins' teammates are really pushing on him, particularly in this series, is that he's got to be aggressive and make Doncic defend. He certainly did that last night, got off to a great start, but kept the pressure on him all the time, and I thought created a lot of problems for the Mavericks.
Now, another excuse we haven't touched on, Shasky, because Wiggins did cause Luka a lot of problems, guarded him all 94 feet to the point where Luka was like, Brunson, you bring the ball off the floor. And I don't think Luka's strong suit right now in his career, and he's only 22, he can't play off the ball.
No.
When he plays off the ball, he just stands around. Well, stands around like James Harden.
There's a level of conditioning that you have to, you know, ramp up your word, that you have to ramp up to be able to get like that, you know? And I just don't think that that's where he's at in his career. And also, you know, when you came up a certain way with the ball in your hand, it is a dramatic shift to learn how to play off ball. Because most people just, when you play any kind of pickup ball, you pass the ball to someone, what do you end up doing? Kind of watching, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Floating a little here and there. Very few people pass and then cut and screen.
Right.
Pass, cut, come off a screen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a novel thing to do in the modern NBA. It used to be stand on the corner, throw it down to the guy underneath. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just not how it is anymore. So he's going to have to learn to incorporate that element into his game.
I totally agree here. Here's Draymond Green
on the
Warriors game plan versus Luka Doncic.
Yeah, they'll make adjustments, as everyone does. We have some adjustments that we are making. But I thought, you know, that was a good game plan, and it was great execution. None of it works without the other. You can go execute a garbage game plan, you're going to lose. And you can go not execute a great game plan, and you're going to lose. So neither of them works without the other. I thought the game plan was incredible. I thought Wiggins' relentlessness was great. I thought Our help side defense was really good. I thought we put it together for the most part on the defensive end. But it all starts with the game plan.
And now the word is coming out that not only, it was the Warriors' game plan, but, excuse me, a lot of people, I think Kevin Harlan started this rumor where Luka Doncic was apparently sick. He was sick all night or something like that. What is that about? Like,
I don't know.
Now he's sick?
I don't know. I heard that and I was like, eye roll. Like, that's, come on, man. Is that what we're going to do?
Hmm.
When he started doing the shoulder thing, I was like, okay, is the shoulder really hurt or is it not hurt at all?
And that happened early in the game.
I know.
It actually happened early. I didn't notice it watching the game. Why?
Yeah, the stinger. But,
that's what they kept saying. But it happened in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And
he missed some free throws and immediately went to it on the sidelines when he was sitting on the bench. But he went to it.
Here's the deal. He hit two straight threes going into halftime.
I know.
And he started cooking, and he got back to the free throw line. So he had like a quick 7-point burst before halftime to cut the Warriors' lead to 9. So the shoulder, to me, wasn't a factor at all.
What a bunch of crap.
You heard Draymond kind of reference the defense and how the defense sparks the offense and vice versa. I do feel like I can confidently say the Warriors have the two best defenders in the series in Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins.
Maybe even three.
Well, that's where I was going to go. But
Looney?
I'm trying to give them some credit
as
well.
So you want to give Bullock some credit, maybe.
Right? You know?
Vinny Smith a little credit.
Like, we talk so much about defense. Who's going to guard Luka? We've talked about the Warriors' offense. Who's guarding them? If the Warriors have the two best defenders and they've got, you know, more accomplished snipe shooters on the outside, I really like their chances. Now, they're going to have to go out and execute tonight. And winning tonight is imperative, but I feel like we've so overrated the roster outside of Luka for the Dallas Mavericks.
We have. I've been guilty of that. I thought, and it still may happen, I thought this would be the Warriors' biggest challenge in a conference final since OKC in 2016. Like, I know the Rockets took the Warriors to 7, but to me, that would have never went 7 if Iguodala didn't get hurt in game 4. To me, that series would have been over in 5. Honestly, I was like, that series is done. 5 or 6, maybe. It went 7, and now the Rockets fans are making excuses about Chris Paul being hurt over the last 2 games. All right, fine. And now I know they play the Rockets the next season in the second round, and they beat them in 6, and they beat them basically without Kevin Durant for the fourth quarter in game 5 and game number 6. So I don't know, man. I don't know about this Dallas team now. Not that I've seen them in game number 1 and the way they played. It was very Houston Rockets-like.
I know.
I thought they'd hit the mid-range a little bit, but outside of Brunson and Dinwiddie, they really don't have a mid-range game. Yeah. And Luka, for some reason, wasn't shooting the mid-range. He wanted the threes.
Yes.
And he attempted 10 threes. And then he just wanted to get to the cup, and the Warriors didn't allow that.
And when he goes to the cup, what he's so brilliant at is that, you know, most guys go really hard to the rim. He slows down his steps and does that choppy slowdown thing where he tries to either let you go through him or create a little contact. Felt like the Warriors were all over his cadence in terms of how quickly he would go to the hoop. He does those big, slow, lumbering steps where he tries to slow down. Mm-hmm. They were all over that.
And the thing that Mike Bassick brought up earlier today from 105.3 The Fan, of course, he was a former Major League Baseball pitcher. He talked about the hedging that the Warriors did to not accept the switch. I thought the Suns in the series against the Mavericks, they just accepted Chris Paul getting the switch.
I hate that.
Over and over and over. And talking to some personnel of the Mavericks before the game, they were like, we're kind of surprised they just accepted that CP3 is going to be on the island with Luka Doncic. They just let him get cooked over and over and over. And we've seen from the Golden State Warriors that they don't just accept the switch. They will hedge it over and over and over again and not let you get the matchup that you want. And that's going to happen all series long. But at times, Curry did a great job in front of Dinwiddie and Brunson and Luka Doncic. He's not that bad of a defender. They just act like he's food. He's okay defensively.
Actually, I thought Steph had a couple of really nice defensive plays in this game, especially as a help defender coming over at the right time. Him, Draymond. Like, their strategy on when to double him was brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant, and we're going to see it all game long. And they're going to attack Luka.
Yeah.
And they're going to attack Luka. That was the thing that nobody talked about. Who's going to defend Luka? Who's going to guard Luka? Well, who's Luka going to guard? The Warriors will find him. He cannot hide in this series.
Yeah.
They will find number 77 to say, okay, you want to cook us on offense? We're going to go at you defensively. Let's see where your legs are at in the third quarter.
I just keep thinking, like, we talk so much about the stars, but you do need other guys to step up, right? And we've talked so much, you know, we need a Steph and Clay to play great at the same time. You need Jordan Poole. Look at their side. Who's the guy that you want to take away outside of Luka? Who's the guy that you're scared could have a big-time game today
question.
Where you're like, that's the guy that's going to help keep this thing closer, put them in a position to win a game on the road and split and then take the home court advantage?
It's Jalen Brunson.
Brunson specifically?
Brunson. I thought they did a good job. He did hit a couple middies, a couple mid-range jumpers that got to the cup. If you want to stay down on him because he has great footwork.
Yeah, he likes
great footwork.
Pivoting.
Yeah, pivoting, up and under, all that stuff. He got
ball fakes.
He got Jordan Poole a couple times with that, and that was a problem for the Golden State Warriors. They'll have to fix that because the Mavericks will hunt Jordan Poole when he's in a game, specifically with Jalen Brunson because he's so physical. But the way they made him shoot the three ball saying, I dare you. You should be 32% coming into this game in the postseason. Now he should be 29% going into this game, too, tonight at Chase Center. Shoot the three.
Yeah.
And after a while, he was like, I'm gun shy. I don't want to shoot the three no more. Same thing with Bullock and Finney Smith. They missed a couple.
Yeah.
In the second half, they were hesitant to shoot those threes. But Brunson's the guy outside of Luka for me to slow down there. What about you? Is it Dinwiddie coming off that bench?
Especially because Dinwiddie saw the ball go in the hoop in late in that game. Not that it was like it was garbage time minutes, but maybe he gets a little bit of confidence there. Mm-hmm. He's so streaky. I know he's due to have one really good game. Like that's like inevitable. So I feel like he's the guy that I would be trying to limit. But I mean, what if it's like a random dude? Like I could see Bullock hitting a bunch of threes because they left him open a lot.
He did
in that game, and I think that eventually that flat shot is going to start to go in.
And he was 3-10. 3-10 in that game.
I mean, let's go say he goes 6-10.
Yeah.
You know, now
that's
you're talking
more
about,
points.
Exactly. You're talking about a closer game. You know, we're talking about marginally better.
And will Finney Smith only get up three-point attempts?
That I don't know. I thought he was active on the offensive rebounding, at least trying. I just don't fear him at all.
And here's the deal, too, from the 510 makes a great point on the Xfinity mobile text
Give it
line.
To me.
Memphis was a much more nasty physical team.
Yes.
JJJ led the league in blocks and chain shots inside. The Mavs have no inside defensive presence. And that is the thing that we touched on. Like, the Warriors can get to the cup at will. Jordan Poole not seeing JJJ, his former teammate.
Well,
I don't just have to dribble, 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 drive around the paint and dribble, dribble, dribble. I could actually go hit a layup.
Well, and not only was JJJ active around the rim, I think he's a pretty good perimeter defender for his size.
No, he's not bad.
You know, he moves pretty well laterally, so he does a good job of closing out without jumping as well, making the shots more difficult. They just don't have that kind of personnel.
No doubt. No doubt. Here's what Draymond Green, he said he expects the series to get a bit more physical.
I think it'll get a lot more physical, but I don't think testy or nasty, because we're not a testy or nasty team, and they're not a testy or nasty team. Will it get more physical? Of course. It's the Western Conference Finals. It's going to be physical. But I can't foresee it getting testy and nasty. That's just not the way these two teams are built. Or Memphis is a testy team. They're a nasty team. That's their M.O., you know. What they call a grind city or grind house or grind something or something like that. Like, that's who they are. That's not who Dallas is, and that's not who we are. So I don't expect it to get testy and nasty, but it will be physical.
Does the Mavericks or do the Mavericks, do they need to muck this up? Do they need to make it a testy and physical series? Because the way they played the other night, it's a little soft.
Yeah, but they don't have the guys.
They don't have
to
the
do
guys.
That. Like, you know, Desmond Bane's a body. Dylan Brooks is a body.
Those are big boys.
Clark is a body. You know, JJJ, body. Obviously, Steven Adams, body. They just don't have those kind of guys. Like, Bertans, Kleber, that's not in their nature.
Yeah.
And Bullocks is a skinny dude. He'll get up in you, but I don't know. Like, you can't fake the funk at this point. Like, you are who you are. You got to play your game. You can't go out of your way to be something you're not. To me, that means you're soul searching.
All right. Our contest winner for game number two. Young man from Concord, Jakari? Jakari is going to game two of the Western Conference Finals, game number two. And Jakari, when you're rolling the Chase Center tonight, this needs to be the tune that you play. The tune that you play, driving into Chase Center, it needs to be this, because you need to be ready, buddy. All right, folks, you want to get there early. 6 p.m. start. Chase Center, game two of the Western Conference Finals. Come on, baby. Got to get there early. We don't need to see empty seats. You need to be chatting Warriors at the start of this bad boy. This is a huge game. Warrior fans, you're three wins away from watching your team go advance to the NBA Finals. You're three games away. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Midway through January, midway through February, when they're scuffling in March, and people are saying, man, you know what? They may not make it past the first round. It's been fun, but you know what? They're here in a Western Conference Finals.
Biggest game thus far, Chase Center history.
And you know what? This won't be the last time we say that this season. I guarantee that. Well, it will not be the last time we say that.
I think we're guaranteed already because they'll get a game five
right
back at Chase, right?
Right.
So we're guaranteed that. But yes, as of now, biggest game in Chase Center history.
Biggest game in Chase Center history.
Oh,
we
I'm
love
so excited.
It. We love it.
So what do you got on set tonight? What's going on? Because you teased we're going to have special guests after the game. You said that on the first game. So yeah. what's going on for today?
So I think we're getting Jeremy Lin on the set. Jeremy Lin, former Warrior. I think he's going to be joining us
really?
Today. Really? Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Jeremy Lin will be joining us. Now, I didn't know Guy Fieri was going to come on the postgame show. That was a surprise.
Oh.
Him and his son, Ryder. I mean, Ryder knew his hoops. He was locked in.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri's a pro.
Yeah.
All right, absolute pro.
Yes.
Ronnie Lott.
Who had more bling? All of the rappers that have ever come onto your stage or Guy Fieri?
He did have some bling.
Lots of it.
Very underrated bling.
Yes.
Very. I didn't expect that. I was like, damn, he's shining out. And I think he had the leather suit on.
Yeah.
He was hot. He was sweating. Fab has some big bling. Fody's got the big piece. Then Ronnie Lott. By the way, Ronnie Lott. And I was watching the game back yesterday, and they're going to commercial. And you see Ronnie Lott in his courtside seats watching the Mavericks warm up during halftime. And he was still locked in. And I'm like, this guy, I come in like, you know, four-time Super Bowl champ, one of the hardest hitting players, Ronnie Lott. And he's like looking at me crazy. I'm like, Ronnie, I say something wrong? He goes, no, I'm just ready to go. He goes, you smell that? You taste that? It's greatness in the air, man. And I'm just like, he's locked in, and Bully's like laughing. Dude, Roddy was locked in. He's serious. He goes, these guys are champions. Draymond, Steph, Clay, they're great. And what we did in the 80s, these guys are doing now. Like, think about that, man.
That's
like,
crazy.
We're getting close to Ronnie Lott is saying this. When we talk about dynasties and you're incorporating new players like Jordan Poole and Otto Porter Jr. and the Kamingas and the Moody's, it's like, We're watching history here. And so don't get I cost your fans with this all the time when I talk to my buddies and I talk to people
don't get greedy.
About the Warriors. No, it's not that. It's like appreciate what you're watching.
I agree.
Other cities don't see things like this. Mm-mm. We were able to see the 80s dynasty with the Niners in the early 90s when they won their last Super Bowl with Steve Young. We're able to watch the Giants win three in 5 years. This team is in the Western Conference Finals for the sixth time in 8 years. I just don't think the Showtime Lakers was doing that. The Celtics were doing that in the 80s. The Bulls, they're up there with those franchises. I don't think people grasp that yet.
And when it's over, it's over. I mean, if you would have told Giants fans, hey, this is the last Posey game of all time,
right.
Game 5, I think most fans were like, no way.
Yeah,
no
I didn't
way.
Think he was going to
I didn't either. I remember turning to my wife. It was, you know, bottom of the eighth. I'm like, it's Jansen versus Posey. Two Hall of Famers. This is epic. How did I know that was going to be his last at-bat ever? I didn't. One did. So, like, to your point, anything at any moment, at any time, it could be the end.
Could be over.
You know, and for whatever reason, whether it be injury, the team splits up. I mean, the NBA, you know how it is. Poof. It could end at any moment because two guys don't like each other. So, yeah, you got to appreciate the moment and stay in the now. I can't wait to feel what Thrive City's going to be like through the television tonight. TNT, I'm
flipping
you on.
You got to go.
I'm going to try to.
You got to go.
I'm going to try to.
It's a big game.
I know.
It's a big game. I need you there.
I know.
I need you there.
So if I did go, could I shadow?
No, you can't.
Can I be like your grip? What do they call it? Like, isn't there a grip on TV set?
You know how I am, man.
Yeah, you're in solo bolo mode.
I'm a selfish human being. Not only that. Not only that, that's well played, Lakeford. That's well played. Hey, look, not only that, but you know how I am during football season. I sit there on the couch, even and it's like, you want to go watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
no,
I know.
I don't. I'm a psycho.
But you've been with me. I'm locked in.
Sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, I'm in my section. I'm chilling. I'm at the crib. I'm chilling. I got to just be, I'm a psychopath, man. Even when I'm watching that chase, I'm sitting there in my head and I'm writing notes down on the cue card and I'm sitting there just like, oh, you got to do something there. Oh, you got to, like, people are talking to me sometimes, like Imani and my guy Ramon out there in security, man. Sometimes they're talking to me and I'm hearing them, but I'm not really listening. But I hear them and I'll say something back, but I'm like, I got tunnel vision, straight up tunnel vision during these games. So, like, you know, like, especially Lutman, because Lutman's going to try to get in the building today.
Oh, is he?
I guarantee you Lutman's going to try to get in the building. Oh, he's not good. He needs to take a nap. Well, like, when he's there, and he's, you know, Lutman, I'll see you when I see you. Oh, were you watching
again? We chat a little bit before the game, and I leave you alone.
No, well, I had to
ditch you. I'm not puppy dogging around you the whole time.
No. You don't leave me alone.
Is your producer at NBC better than me?
Sakti is.
We all know that's not true.
No, Jonathan Sakti. You got nothing on him. Jonathan Sakti's, he's pretty damn good. Where would I be without him? Lovin, you know, if Lovin slept in on the show, well, you know, we'll figure it out.
It'll all fall apart.
We'll figure it out. Sakti sleeps in on the show. We're screwed at NBC.
I want to know how Chris Mullin watches games.
He's locked in, dude. He's locked in.
Yeah, but is he like, you know, fold the leg over the leg guy? Is he stand still guy?
Oh, he's standing up at times.
Yeah.
He's moving around. He's herky jerky.
Is he slapping you?
A little bit. He's like, what's the rebound numbers? What's point to the paint right now? What are threes at? And I'm sitting there. Threes, Mavericks 5, Warriors 4. Rebounds, points in the paint.
So you're his stat boy.
Basically.
I'm kind of with that. Like on PTI.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm feeling
Tony
that.
Tony Rally?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Nah. I mean, you could do a lot worse than, right. I don't know, the greatest left-handed shooter that Warrior fans have ever seen in their lives. Last night they were
Bonte,
talking.
What we got for rebounds?
Like, if you were to poll a bunch of Warrior fans,
right.
I think the majority would give you two answers, right? Like older fans.
Yep.
Your favorite Warriors of all time. Rick Barry for a certain group of fans, Chris Mullin for the other group of fans. For the younger crowd, it might be, you know, obviously Baron Davis or someone like that. Maybe it's Gilbert or Jason Richardson for the younger crowds. But, like, I think the majority of people would say it's Chris Mullin and Rick Barry, and you get to watch games with him every single day with that Brooklyn accent.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
It's incredible.
Monte, where are you at on rebounds? 15-8.
Oh, boy.
All right, flex moment of the show.
I think I just got confirmation.
Uh-oh. It's time for the flex moment of the show brought to you by Xfinity. Save it for off the air. I don't think you want to do that on the air. But flex moment of the show brought to you by Xfinity. What you got? Champions don't panic. Championship teams don't panic. And I think people could laugh at it saying, oh, they don't have any championship dust. This is so different. There's no Kevin Durant. No. Iguodala's not playing.
Three
Livingston's
not
playing.
The most important players, and then a fourth of, like, I'd say the top six guys in Looney have major championship pedigree. I think people have forgotten how good Looney was in 2019 finals.
They do.
He was so sick with that broken like clavicle or whatever it was.
Kawhi. And in 2018, when he got switched out on the Chris Paul and James Harden over and over again,
he was
held
awesome.
His own. So, you know, that's fine. And then you better hope GP2 don't get back at the end of the series.
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex, the 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium, free with Xfinity Internet.
Oh, baby. This is a great text to read as we get out of here and get ready for the crossover. Or crosstalk, I should say. 415, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. Warriors are the softest dynasty in sports history.
Oh, God.
None of their rings won in a way that deserves respect.
You know what?
It's got to be one of those guys.
I mean, you know what? I'll take it. I'll be the softest dynasty that ever lived. Like, is that what we're doing?
I mean, Nick Wright, 415, Skip Bailey. I mean, it's all good. It's all fine. What's up, Mark?
That had to be a Laker fan, right?
I was actually thinking, speaking of championships, I was thinking of your whatever you want to call it, the cross section, if you will, when you guys were going up against the Dallas radio station the other morning. And remember when they said, remember when they were like, that Dirk championship is one of the top three championships of all time. And I'm like, first of all, I've never really thought about this idea of ranking rings.
Hierarchy.
Like, when you get to the end, you get to the end. But I was like, of course they think that. Because it's the only one that the city has.
Yeah.
It's little. Of course they'll, like, put it on a pedestal.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, between the Giants and the Warriors, our market has six within the last 12 years.
It's crazy.
Hard to keep track.
And the Dallas Cowboys are jealous of the 49ers' appearances in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They haven't even they're on a ring drought themselves, but at least they've gone to the game. The Cowboys can't even get to the game.
If you want to talk about standalone chips, the Dallas standalone, we got one and done. That was a great championship, beating LeBron, coming back from that deficit.
For sure.
It's great, but don't even try to compare or to denigrate dynasties. When you've got multiples, like even the Giants, 10, 12, and 14, those aren't standalone. Like this Atlanta Braves one from last year, when we look back, that might be one of the great standalone runs, the teams that they went through.
That's a good
the
call.
Fact that they did it the way they did it with all the trade deadline moves. That'll be a great standalone championship, much like the 2011 Mavericks was as well.
What was so funny about that the other day with those guys, RJ and Sean, as I said, it was Dirk won with a bunch of nobodies. And I was like, so you don't even, and they didn't even know who their roster was. Tyson Chandler, Defensive Player of the Year, Jason Kidd, Jason Terry, one of the best six men ever.
Second ring because he won with Boston.
Well, to their point,
no, he didn't win one. Jason
the second
Terry.
Most important player in that series was a guy named JJ Barea, a 5'11 guard out of Puerto Rico.
Sean Marion, one of the most Chandler. More underrated
the
wings.
Matrix. I mean, his career was only colored by that chip. To their point, it was really Dirk and a bunch like Tyson Chandler. Please. I mean, his career was underwhelming based on straight out of high school, overdrafted. He never really. Sean Marion with his, maybe the ugliest shot in NBA history.
But Sean Marion was an absolute baller.
Oh, he was a problem.
He was
really good.
I mean, both ends of the floor.
The Suns.
Yeah, yes. he was a problem. I hate when we only do that when you're. It's interesting that they said that because I mean, literally, the head coach of their current team is therefore one of the people they're calling a nobody.
Yes.
Right. Like you usually don't do that in your own market. That's an out of market thing. Like if somebody said about the Warriors championships, well, Sean Livingston's a nobody. Like, hell he is.
Yeah, he was super
important. I mean, they needed him. Yeah. They needed him. David West. Like, I mean, people who do things that are so, so important in series, we're not. There's no such thing as a championship where one person carried, quote, unquote, a bunch of nobodies. That's not possible. You can be LeBron. You can be the best player. You can be the main reason. But come on, man. I mean, there are all kinds of people. How many times have we had the conversation in these playoffs about role players on the road?
Oh,
yep. And if role players perform on the road, you're unbeatable.
Exactly.
You're unbeatable. So I'm not doing that to anybody.
All right, folks want me to wear a black suit today. Apparently the Warriors don't lose when I wear a black suit. I don't know who keeps up with this stuff.
It's the same people that track the referee. So.
Yeah, Kane Fitzgerald tonight, baby. I track him.
Crew chief.
Really? Yeah, he's a crew chief. But the Warriors didn't win game six with Kane.
Because honestly, Bonte, really good dresser, handsome. You look great on TV. You could wear a diaper on the set, and it's not going to matter one hill of beans as to how they play. And this is where, and apologies to Mark and all the rest of the superstitious fans out there, if you wear your special jersey, you're not impacting the game. If you wear your Gabe Kapler underoos, you're not impacting the game.
Why'd you bring me into this?
Because you're really superstitious.
I am?
Oh, I mean, not as superstitious as the many.
What example have I ever given you of that? Kyle Madsen literally told me, because I invited everybody, as you guys know, you all over for game three.
The pride of Trader Joe's.
Right?
Kyle Madsen.
This man told me when I first brought it up about 3 days ago, he goes, I'm in, except for I got one problem. If the Warriors are 2-0, I can't come. I'm like,
who said that?
Kyle. I go, why?
Because he's got to watch it alone.
I'm watching the games 1 and 2 with like my parents, and if they win both of them, we can't break stride. We got to do it again.
Right.
And you're bringing me into this conversation?
I apologize, Mark. I'd like to apologize to you.
Thank you.
Much like Bonte should apologize to me. I heard you at 8 o'clock talking about yesterday's crossover with Steinmetz, Willard, and the rest.
Oh.
Steinmetz, Willard, and the rest.
I did not pick up on that.
No,
I don't remember.
I got it. It's a two-piece here. One piece was, first of all, I'm not the rest, okay? I'm about 25 years away from being 25 years away from the Hall of Fame.
Can I say the biggest shocker today is you listening to our show?
Yeah, no.
I thought you'd be placing soccer bets.
Sanji was on break, but... Secondly,
he's trying to keep you out of Steiny drama.
Secondly, you said that nobody mentioned the Braves. I mentioned the Braves yesterday during the Steiny, Willard, and the rest crossover.
First of all, I apologize as you're listening.
Apology not.
You know what? KGMZ, FM, San Francisco, and Odyssey Station. Brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified.
I love
But when Willard said, I will pick the NL teams, and Steiny disagreed because because he has no idea who's in first place in the NL East or the NL Central. Hell, even the NL West. Only thing he keeps up with is the Giants. I'm like, these guys aren't going to bring up the defending champions. And we're
going to
throw
up
all our eggs into the New York Mets basket.
The rest
and 5 minutes later, Scherzer's on the IL. And I'm like,
hey.
So the rest, I apologize
I was
to
mad
you.
This morning
I apologize to you. And I apologize to John Dickinson.
Willard Steinmetz and the rest. I'm like, damn. Dude, that's my your new boys got me on the scratch.
That's my new band name. We're going to be touring next year. Dates coming to Instagram soon. No, by the way, is that a sucker bet? Is that a sucker bet that I threw out?
Which one?
I mean, the Braves are 17-21. I knew that, the Braves are the defending champs. Freddie Freeman is gone.
Yeah, they're different.
It's not the same
Olsen's
team.
Matt Olson's there.
Great.
Acuna's back.
Mark said that all six playoff teams have already been settled.
I
mean, the Braves are eight games out of first already.
They'll make that up.
I think five of them are.
I'm willing to bet anybody.
Anybody.
I'm willing to, and I will take all six. You can have the field.
Yeah.
I'll take that bet.
Okay.
I'll take that bet.
So what do you want to do? Burritos, since Garoppolo never figured out Garoppolo.
Oh, well, that bet's still on the table.
Wait.
What, I don't even remember the bet.
Week one. He's got to be on the team by week one.
Got it.
No. It's trade or cut.
We said he'd be cut, huh?
Yes. You said he'd be cut. Okay. We said he'd be traded. If he's on the team, it's a push.
Do you remember where you parked your car today?
On the street.
I didn't even remember the show number. I forgot the show number because we had the contest line number. And the contest line number, Lovin's so rattled because the heat has been in his grill. The contest number was, I was like, wait, that's not the contest number. Now I'm all screwed up with all these numbers.
Look.
The contest, you have to get it right. I don't care about Ernie Johnson inside the NBA, okay? I don't care.
That's a
20 minutes.
12 and a half minutes too long.
The Higa really dude, he's in playoff mode. Like, bro, you've been here before,
Did you see his outfit today?
No, please.
He was
wearing a
pink polo like he's going to go play Pebble, and he had this, like, strut. He's got to have, like, do you guys have a golf thing today?
No.
I could have, I would have bet anybody that he had nine holes in his.
No.
I think it's because he saw Fabby Davis Jr., a.k.a. Mr. Fab, at game one in pink.
I am glad you brought that up because I got a text. I'm trying to take a nap, right? And the phone's just blowing up. I'm trying to take a nap.
Here
and Mr. Fab goes, he goes, who's on the air right now?
Oh.
I'm like, it's Willard and Dibs. He goes, he got me effed up. Now, just one person and Willard and Dibs. I'm like, yo, it's Willard and Dibs. But all right, Mr. Fab, I love you.
He's talking about Dibs.
I go, what happened?
He got named on this one.
He goes, they put me on the what are you doing section. And I didn't reply to Fab because I was like, I was trying to go back and listen, just didn't have the time because Baby Chaz was running amok. So what happened with Mr. Fab?
He got fashion shamed by Dan Flippin' Dibley. That's what happened.
Why?
Oh,
he got fashion shamed.
I'm trying to encourage fans to wear the t-shirts.
Okay.
You get a t-shirt, and I happen to catch Mr. Fab, a.k.a. Fabby Davis Jr., who we love, friend of the program.
Son of a pimp.
I've only talked to him very briefly. I admire him more than he even knows who I am, but I used him as an example of somebody who should put on the shirt because you see, as the ball goes down, he's in like the second or third row in his all pink getup. He looks great, but I want fans to wear the shirt. If they're not going to wear the shirt, let's stop giving away the shirts.
Let me make an alternative argument here. I agree, aesthetically, you would like people to all wear the shirts. But if I just bought, for example, a Wilt Chamberlain throwback jersey, and I got my throwback jersey on, why should I put on the free XL t-shirt when I'm a medium? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get where people spend money on the merchandise. You
want to
wear
me.
Your... Well, I'm just saying.
Not anybody.
Not anymore.
I bring my kid to the game. He's going to trip over that thing. We try to go get a hot dog.
But you understand the point of the shirt is to show solidarity.
Totally agree.
And I think that this is more endemic, not pandemic, endemic of a greater problem where fans show up late. Fans don't really do Warriors chants. Fans are only there because, I'm going to flex and IG my way through this ball game. We've lost our way as a fan base.
Yeah. So, but when you're a rapper,
stop giving away the shirts.
But hold on. When you're Mr. Fab, and I'm going to defend Mr. Fab here.
Yeah, I'm
when you're E-40,
you got to do
Mr.
it.
Mr. Fab, you know, whoever's sitting courtside, and you got the bling like Guy Fieri on.
Exactly.
You don't wear the shirt.
Come on.
You do what you do.
That's his outfit.
You know what I mean?
He's
do.
A cartoon character.
That's who you are, and you're showing all the bling like Mr. Fab in a Dope Era gear. It's marketing for your business.
Sure.
And you're Mr. Fab. We know you're a Warriors fan.
Right. So here's where
you do.
How about you turn into Mr. Fan? Because, I mean, we're deep in the weeds here, and this is important, and we want fans to show up early, 6 o'clock tip, and, you know, and I know Mr. Fab shows up early, he's a great fan, I'm not trying to call him out second time.
He was not
Shout
happy.
Out Fabby Davis Jr., whatever.
I got the text, he goes, they got me effed up.
He's listening.
Who's on the air? He's listening.
Come on.
No, who's on the air right now? He's like, who's on the air right now? I was like, dude, it's Withered and Dibs.
Who's on the air? Come on, Mr. Fab.
I'm offended
you know
by that.
Who's on
right.
the
what do you mean?
Goes,
who's on
so
the
air?
Here's where you they go put me further. In the what are you doing section.
If you know that,
let him know.
It's
dying.
Let him know.
Between,
I had to just let it breathe.
Bonte's trying to sleep.
Let him know between 9 and noon it's Willard and the rest. Come on. Let him know.
Willard and the rest.
Let him know.
Willard and the rest.
That hurts, but now I'll give you 4.
Here's what I said about yellow shirts. If you know they're handing out the yellow shirts, wear a yellow jersey. If you don't want to wear the yellow shirt, does that. Is that a happy medium?
There is no happy medium.
It's where the
because
shirt or
if
not.
You go back to Oracle,
wow, this is a dictatorship.
Why 7 wait, years why? Ago was it okay for everyone to wear them? It's because we were hungry. We've lost our hunger, and you know what? It's okay.
Okay.
We are fat and happy. I mean, this is old hat now. Mm-hmm. Western Conference Finals. We're used to this. Memo to Joe Lacob and company: stop giving away shirts. Mm. People aren't going to wear them.
Well,
you know, if you fire a shirt from a cannon, you will fight the person next to you for the shirt.
That is true.
But
that
you
is
get a free basketball, we won't put it on. I don't get it.
People wanted these shirts. A lot of people,
right.
Like you know, they're gathering a couple extra, right? Like this person,
your
left,
friend showed up with a double bag.
This person left for halftime a little bit too long. Whoop! You know, pull the shirt off. They're not going to wear them, but they're going to bring them home.
Fine.
I mean, yeah,
no, they do bring them home.
I'm over it, and I apologies to all the Mr. Fabs and the entire Fab family
and his unk.
It's sure his like, unk, his auntie,
so that's like, who he's rolling with.
His nephews, yeah. All of them.
Bodie's in great shape. Goon with the spoon. He eats great.
See, he wore like a sweet hat.
Right.
It was like
but he's got the Burberry jacket and the Gucci.
I was going to wear that to
I'm
away.
Sorry. If I'm rocking Gucci, I'm rocking Burberry. I got the Louis V shirt. I'm not putting on a free T-shirt. I'm rocking a Versace.
I'm
showing it off.
I bought a Wilt Chamberlain jersey to wear the Wilt Chamberlain jersey, and it's like $150.
You have a Chris Miller throwback. 17
yeah,
authentic.
Exactly.
They're going to put one of those shirts on over to Chris Mullin?
I say this politely. You've changed, Bonte. You're rolling with the Cognoscenti
now. I think this is young people. Young people style and profile. And like, you got to like, I know you're saying, it's for the gram. It is. People want to be seen. They've been at home for 2 years. They want to wear their fits.
I think it's more of a socialist class thing. Upper Deck, you're wearing the shirt. You're less.
I don't know about that.
Willard wasn't wearing the shirt.
I was
Willard
wearing
had
my
his
own
T-shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah,
exactly. He's a fish out of water.
So now I'm not a fan because I wore a different Warrior shirt?
I love this.
Were you wearing Warrior in the media?
707.
Were you wearing?
I was on tickets. I was on tickets. I wasn't in the media section.
See, I've never been in a press box.
Because I was chanting. Warriors.
Yeah, I'm with you.
707.
Yeah.
Fab is going to put out a diss track to the Dibber Claws.
Let's go.
Hey, that would really boost your profile.
Thank you.
Hey, you would be tier two again, Dibbers.
Appreciate
it.
He doesn't want my return diss track because I'm coming hard at Fabby.
Don't worry, Fabby.
I'm going to come by the pregame.
Are you good credentialed today?
Yeah, I'm credentialed. So I'll be in early. You know, they don't put those T-shirts in the media.
But if you ask Daryl or Brett or Raymond Ritter, they'll hook you up with a little T-shirt.
Don't wear the black suit tonight. Wear the T-shirt.
Yeah, where my seats are.
Like Joe Lacob?
They come with oxygen. So I'm in the upper. Okay.
Look, your boy's been eating good, right? TV kid. You know, chicken in a bank account.
You look good, kid. You look really good.
The gold shirts, though, you know, it makes your boy look a little chub. So
untuck it.
I tuck it out, I'm like, man, I need to stretch this thing.
Shout out Chub Rock, 93.
That's good.
Thank
you. That's good stuff.
Not the Hubba 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 Rock.
No. Oh, Butcher's God, got a tee time. Yeah, I can see it.
I'm recording with a 49er. It's yes. Thank you, Matt and Hegan. I need you to do this interview.
Which one?
A guy I'd never heard of. He's on the practice squad.
Oh, that's great.
Kyle Madsen,
that's
I need you to write me a script.
Oh, there's a promo. There's a tease.
That's the great Alex Barrett you're talking about.
Oh.
That's practice squad legend.
Come on.
Who came
Butch?
Up in 2020 when there were some injuries along the defensive line.
Who just canceled his interview because he just heard Joe say, I've never heard of you, and I've got to go record an interview.
I think he's going to respect
the honesty. Nothing makes a guest feel more welcome.
He's talking about thick and the funk on the podcast.
This is a great episode. We've got a guy that you're just going to absolutely love.
Welcome in.
Chris Kocurek's guy, Alex Barrett, former Detroit Lion.
All right, welcome in. Can you start with your name and address and resume so that we can figure out who the hell you are?
And please, East Bay fan, I was at those games in 2017-18.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.